Yetzer hara. Im ruach hamoisel tale alecha. If that totalitarian monarch, I want to call him a monarch, ruler, controller. Gets up against you, controller, gets up against you, mikoymcha al tanach. Don't give up your place. Don't give up your fortitude. Ki marpe yaniach chatoim gedolim. Weakening your stance will give room for great sins. This is a pasuk in Koyalas. Yazir makosav hazeh ala adam shelo yimashech achar yetzara. Don't be drawn after the yetzara v'gamim v'atenu v'yaseh v'avolav. And even if he tries to convince you and draw you in with his empty, nothingness, shelo yishma mimenu, don't even listen to him, v'lo yoy v'loy, and don't be interested in him, v'chichanin koyloy, and even if his voice sounds so sweet, al tamin boy, don't believe him. V'karoy to Moshe. So why does Shlomo HaMelech refer to him as a Moshe, a ruler? Ki kein karoy melech. Because he's called a king. Where do we find that he's called a king? Husha amar toiv yalad miskein, v'chacham, mimelech zaken uksil. A young, smart child is better than an old, foolish king. And this refers to the Yetzirah. V'atam bazeh, was takam pshat, that he's called a melech. Ki yu ha-melech baretz. L'maisa, he does a good job in most of the world. Most of the world are idiots, and they're all following him. And he's their king. U'maisa b'chol ba'alechayim ha-swelim. And he rules over all of the animal kingdom. V'hu koyach nitan ba'adam ime'imai. And not only that, he's given presents already in a human being from when he's in his mother's womb. All of them are la pesachat zoivis, as you come out. The Gemara asks, is it when it's in the womb or as you're coming out? The Gemara ends up saying, is when you come out, you get it. La pesachat zoivis, at the entrance, sin is already crouching. V'hu dvar kehelas ki mibes hasurim yatza limloich, from the place of binding, I guess that's in the womb, he comes out to rule. Kelaim Abibes Sirchoin Vehabirs. Surim over here refers to the place of disgusting smelliness. Targum Vahivash Hayor Sri Nahara. Okay, so it comes from the private part of a woman. That's where this king comes from. Vizoshadorshukazal Loya Bako Elzar, Ezu Elzar, Sheesh Bakufa Adam. What's the Elzar that's inside of you? So he's considered an El, he's considered a power. He is somewhat of a ruler. The damage that comes about from the Yetzirah are similar to the type of damage that comes from leprosy and from fire. It starts just with a little thing, a little ignition of a flame. But then it continues to grow and consume. Once you start listening to him for something small, he continues to grow from the small to the big, from the light to the severe, and more and more. And his goal, his target, the epitome of what he's trying to get you to is mamish, mamish. He tells you, do this, till finally he can get you to his goal. And he gets the person talking to go and do avodah zarah. That's why the pasuk refers to him of the spirit of the Moshel, the ruler. If this spirit, which is a ruler, goes up against you, a yikra ruach, or perhaps he's called a ruach la yetzara, v'akoyach shu netzal misham yikra enu maishal. Maybe he's called ruach la yetzara, v'akoyach shu netzal misham yikra enu maishal. And the koyach that he's coming from is called a ruler. I'm not sure what he refers to. V'akoyach elyon. Oh, that's what he's saying. And the koyach, the reason why he's called a ruler is because Hashem invested in him a tremendous influence. Hashem gave him a tremendous power. Shu nefesh al gagol shishmoy ma'adim. And it comes from the heavenly spheres, from the planet that we call ma'adim. Is that Saturn, Mars? He's the same guy. Three different costumes. If the Yetzirah tries to overcome you, to hold you back from doing what you're supposed to, don't give up your stance. Don't weaken your stance. Don't allow yourself to go zuaf. Oh, he's using refu over here, not as a weakness. He says, do what you got to do because that will be a refuah for you. Refraining from big sins is a tremendous healing for you. Or maybe it means, don't leave your place, don't leave your stance with Hashem. Since a person is quite close to sinning, and sometimes a person is misguided, he's a little prideful of himself, and he serves and he takes care of his own yetzara, and he abandons his creator. If he's attempting to overcome you, yetzara, don't give up your place. Don't give up your place. I guess that's mokim referring to Hashem. Strengthen yourself in your avodas Hashem. That's your place. That's the makom shalaylam, and weaken your avodas hayitzer. Ki marpa yaniach hatoyim yedoyim. And if you weaken the stance of the yitzhara, you'll be able to refrain from big sins. Okay.